Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everybody out there in cyberspace. This is Baba Jahi, and we're excited about our first edition of Home Based Business 101. And would you just kindly hold on as we get ready to bring up our show music. We have a great show for you today, in which we're going to cover a lot of good things concerning home-based business. One of the things that people are very interested in right now during this time of the year is the whole thing in terms of taxes. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and looking forward to chatting with you.
Now, what we've done with our purpose for One Coach is really to help business owners like you increase revenues and profits while living an extraordinary life. And everybody asks us about, you know, what that means. It really means making more money through your business, through the way you express yourself, so you can live your life.
Open up to the past.
We hope you enjoyed this success.
And that is our theme song. It is my time. Yes, it is my time. My time. My time. My time. Yes. Those of us that go into business for ourselves, especially from the home-based business perspective, did so because we felt it was our time to do something different that would help be able to sustain our families or add extra income to the table. And a lot of us go into home-based business opportunities because it's one of the greatest tax shelters there is out there in this country right now. It is predicted within the next 10 years that over 60 to 70% of Americans will have some type of home-based business. It is the greatest way to be able to shelter your income. Some of us that go into home-based business, we get into home-based business through network marketing. And the first part of the show that I want to do right now is cover 12 of the biggest mistakes that network marketers make. Because when we get involved with network marketing, it's usually we've been shown an opportunity of how we can duplicate a business venture that has been shown to us through some type of opportunity presentation. We invest some money, and then we begin to try to market that particular business. A lot of times, though, we see all of the money that people say that we can make in terms of this whole thing called network marketing. And we look at it and we say, wow, man, they said I can make this, I can make that. And what happens is, after we spend our money, sign up and join, trying to make that reality happen for ourselves sometimes becomes a little difficult, or a little, as we would like to say, challenging. And there's mistakes that some of us make in terms of doing that. And one of the things that we need to be able to do to rectify those mistakes is understand that there are 12 biggest mistakes that network marketers make. The first one is, don't elevate the prospect above yourself. Now, what do we mean by that? Don't feel like their time is more valuable than yours. When you're prospecting, when you're out there prospecting and talking to people about your opportunity, I don't care whether you've made a dime yet or not. Do not elevate them above the opportunity. The opportunity, whatever the opportunity is, it's legitimate. It is value. There's money that you know that can be made through this opportunity, even if you haven't quite made it yet. So when you go to present the opportunity, you want the person to be able to evaluate the opportunity, not so much as focusing on you. You want them, as they say, to hear the message, regardless of who the messenger is. You want them to be able to hear that message in terms of that opportunity. And once they can internalize that message and understand that message, you can get them to move into focusing on the opportunity. So that's the first mistake that most network marketers make. They make the mistake of elevating the prospect above them. Remember, your time is valuable. Your time is very valuable. So when you're spending time to give a personal presentation, it's a saying, it's time is money, your time is valuable, and that you want them to respect your time and that you're sharing with them a legitimate business opportunity. Number two, the second biggest mistake that network marketers make is they spend too much time trying to convince a person. Don't try to convince. You have the right product with the right company at the right time. You don't need to persuade people. Remember, tell, not sell. You want to market in a way that people are looking for you. Again, that's very, very important. I don't care what the opportunity is. They all work if you work it. I know people that are successful in Mary Kay that have the pink Cadillac. I know people that are successful in Avon. I know people that are successful in Five Links. I know people that are successful in Herbalife. I know people that are successful in Amway. I know people that are successful in a lot of different multi-levels, as they say, multi-level or network marketing opportunities. I know people that are successful in YTB, your travel biz, one of the network marketing opportunities that I'm also involved with. And the bottom line is that they all work. You have to work it. So you don't need to convince the person that, you know, hey, this works. It works. You have people within the company, usually people at your upline, someone that brought you into the business. There's somebody in there that is actually making money and it works, so you want to make sure that you get people to understand the opportunity. Again, you're not trying to convince them. Just tell them, don't sell them. Number three, sometimes, you know, we talk too much. Don't talk too much. Say less and listen. Talk a little and then listen. If you're talking a lot, then you're not. Then you are selling. You want to talk. You want to lay it out there, but you want to be able to listen to what the prospect has to say, because the prospect, when you listen to them, they will tell you what it is that they're looking for, and then you need to be able to shape your message in the process of being able to help them be able to see how they can take advantage of what it is that you have to offer. But you will never be able to get them to do that if you spend all of your time talking, and not listening. So it's very, very important to make sure that you listen to your prospect, because when you do listen, your prospect will be able to tell you how they would like to get involved in whatever it is that you're doing. Number four, don't make the opportunity sound too easy. This is a business. It is a business, whatever the opportunity is. And we still have to make a commitment to work our business just as we would work our job that makes everyone else wealthy. Remember, if it's so easy, then everybody would be doing it. Sometimes we do is we make the opportunity sound too easy. What I mean by making it sound too easy is we tell people, oh, you join this, you don't have to hardly do anything. Don't tell people that lie. They still have to go to work. If people sign up to participate in whatever opportunities you have, they need to make up a schedule. And when they need to make up that schedule, they need to follow that schedule. If they say, okay, I'm going to put in 10 hours a week, I'm going to put in 3 hours on Tuesday, 3 hours on Thursday, and 6 hours on Saturday. That's their 10 hours. Then they need to make up their own time card and be able to monitor the fact that they actually did put in their 10 hours during the week. If they don't put in the 10 hours during the week, then they're not working their business. It's very, very important that we do not make the opportunity sound too easy, because then when people sign up, whatever it is that they pay to join or participate in the opportunity that you're sharing with them, when they sign up and they don't get the results because you made them thought that they didn't have to do hardly anything or do nothing, you just sign up and all of a sudden this wave of new business is going to be coming to you, they need to understand that they have to go to work. Again, I say it works if you work it, so don't make it sound too easy. It still is it's a business, but it still is a job. You have to put in your time. Number five, the fifth biggest mistake that people make in network marketing is don't make people feel too comfortable. People need to be taken out of their comfort zone to make a positive change in their life. This is why when you're closing, ask if you are living by paycheck to paycheck. Ask the people, do you have to check your account balance before you can make a withdrawal? Change can be uncomfortable, and you want people to know that if they want to change their circumstances, they have to be willing to do something different, making a change. There's an old saying, if you keep on doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep on getting what you've been getting. If you want something different, you got to do something different. So don't let the people, when you bring someone new into your business, don't let them be comfortable, because their comfort zone is what got them in the situation that they're in and why they're looking to do something different. And so it's important that you take people out of their comfort zone. They have to be taken out of their comfort zone. If they're not taken out of their comfort zone, they're going to keep on doing what they've been doing, and they're going to keep on having the same results. And so it's important that you get them to understand this is a new business, this is a new endeavor. In the first 72 hours that you bring someone in to your network marketing opportunity is the critical time. In that first 72 hours, you need to get a list from them. So you go through a memory jogger with them, you know, in terms of who they know, because they got to go out and talk to people. You need to get a list from them, whatever training that your particular network marketing opportunity has. You need to get them involved in training because, again, they got to learn the business. If your network marketing opportunity has conference calls, you need to get them on a call so they can hear people that's talking about the way the business opportunity works. That first 72 hours is very important. Get that list from them. Get them involved in training. Get them involved in conference calls. And whatever big event that your company has, you get a commitment from them that they're going to make sure that they get to the next big event, because that's where they'll see the bigness of the opportunity and what it was that attracted you to do it. Number six, don't make this mistake. A lot of people do not use upline support. The people that brought you in and people that are above them that are doing well in the business, you are not in this business by yourself. You want to use their knowledge and support. Why work your business by trial and error? Get around successful people and duplicate what they do. So you want to use your upline support. Too often people get into business and they feel that, well, if I call my upline, I'm worrying them. No, they want to hear from you. I have people that are part of a team in which I'm doing in terms of marketing your travel biz, YTB. And I'm always excited to talk to my downlines. Tell them to call me anytime they need help with something. Too often, though, people feel as though, I don't want to call them about this. I don't want to call them about that. It's important that you use your upline support. The seventh mistake that a lot of network marketers make is, and don't make this mistake, you don't send negatives down. Never complain to any of your downline. Go to your experienced upline folks to deal with the problems and issues. They can help fix your problems. Never speak negative to the people that's around you. Never speak negatives or complain around prospects or in a presentation environment. If you're at a meeting and you begin to complain about people not showing up, you don't know who is listening to you. Not only that, but think about how you look, a complainer. Fill your mind with positive thoughts. Remember, positive actions attract positive results. So it's very, very important that you do not complain around your prospects, and you definitely don't want to send complaints down to your downline people. If there's something that's bothering you concerning an issue in your new business opportunity, share that with your upline person. As they say, negatives up and positives down. Always have something positive to share with your downline people. Remember, they're counting on you for leadership. And one of the things that people need to understand, leadership is very, very important. Next, number eight, don't edify your prospects. What I mean by edify your prospects, you have a prospect and you want your upline person to talk to them. You build up your upline person. You know, hey, Bob, you know, I got you. I want you, you know, you're talking to a prospect. You say, hey, and the prospect name is Bob. You say, hey, Bob, look, I want you to, I'm going to schedule a meeting. I'm going to schedule a conference call where you're able to talk to my upline person or my manager. And my manager, you know, they've been in this business for such and such, and, you know, they've been able to accomplish some great things, man. And I really want you to, they're very busy, and I'm going to set up this call, and they'll be able to take a few minutes and share with you, you know, the company opportunity and how to take advantage of it. Don't get on the phone and tell your upline all of these great things about Bob, even though there's some great things about Bob, but to the point that you make Bob seem bigger than your upline. Edify your upline, not your prospect. Number nine, if you're on a three-way call with your upline and you have them talking to a person, don't interrupt your upline during a three-way call. Don't say, oh, yeah, Manager Joe, you know, need to tell him about this. Oh, yeah, Manager Joe, you need to tell him about that. Don't interrupt them. Let them. They know what they're doing, their experience. Plus, you want to take the ball away from you and get the person to be able to focus on your upline person. So don't interrupt. Let your upline handle that call. Number 10, don't make this mistake. Coming off as a leader and not a leader. Because you want to make sure that you are a leader. People know the difference between someone that's a leader versus a leader. Now, what do I mean by that? Too often, when we give a presentation, you know, we make it seem like we need this person so bad. You know, oh, man, you know, if you do this, you know, it's going to help me a lot. Never say that. People are looking for leaders, not needers. If people think that you need them, believe me, they ain't signing up. Because they're going to be like, they think they need me so bad. You know, you want people to understand that you're a leader, your time is valuable, and that you're looking for people that want to take advantage of an opportunity, and you're looking to also find some other leaders. So you want to make sure people understand that you are a leader and not a needer. Number 11, don't be one of these people. Don't spend enough time attending and promoting events and learning your business. It's important that you participate in your company's big events. Each company, each network marketing company that I know of has different kind of events. And it's important that you plug in and you get your guests to plug in. Remember, the people that you bring in, they're going to do what you do. Whatever it is that you do, that's what they're going to do. So you want to make sure that you plug into the big events so that you can get your person to plug in. Not only should you attend corporate events, but you should encourage your downline to bring guests. Events generate so much excitement. It is the one place where you will learn something new. You will leave so pumped up that you will automatically do things to grow your business that you would have otherwise not done. Your guests will see the integrity of the company and the opportunity in a whole new light. It's the big events that attracts a people's attention in terms of whatever your opportunity is. It's very, very important that you attend and that you get take guests and whoever your downline people that you bring in. Remember, they're going to do what they see you do. If they don't see you going to big events, or you say, oh, well, you know, you don't really have to attend that, you know, that's not necessary, then they're going to tell people the same thing that they bring in, and you will not have the level of success that you want. And so it's important that you participate in big events and take advantage of those. Number 12, and don't make this mistake, don't make excuses and don't quit. You get out of what you put in to it. Whatever you put in, that's what you're going to get. Don't make excuses. Too often people make excuses and they lose focus of their goal. You need to see what you want with your business and go seize it. Never, never, ever give up until you have achieved your dreams. All too often we stop short of our blessing. We can give up and give in and start to think that I can't do it. We need to say daily, yes, I can, and yes, I will. Yes, I can, and yes, I will. And these are some of the common mistakes that people make in network marketing when using network marketing as a home-based business opportunity. Make sure that you don't make any of these 12 mistakes. And if you'd like to get a copy of this information, you can. You got my email address here on the site, and you can email me, and I can send that to you. I also have some other great giveaways that I'm going to share on the other side of 10:30 as we go into the next segment. Right now I'm going to take a commercial break and bring back up our theme music, and then I'm going to come back and go into the second segment of today's show, Home-Based Business 101. Oh, there's a feeling
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
And we're back. And again, this is from successsongs.com. One of the things that we want to make sure we always focus on as we build in our home-based business, or any type of business, again, this shows we specialize in helping people have a better understanding of how to build a home-based business. On the first part of the show, you know, I just finished sharing with you 12 mistakes that people make when using network marketing opportunities in terms of their home business. Network marketing opportunities are great opportunities, and we just want to make sure that whatever it is that you signed up to do to and use as a home-based business opportunity, that you make sure that, you know, that you don't make those mistakes so that you get what you want to get out of that. Now, some of us also get involved in home-based business opportunities that are not network marketing. You might, you know, have a home-based business in which you work on computers. You might have a home-based business, you know, doing a variety of things. You know, basically the whole thing that we're talking about is working from your home and using your home as a means to do business. Again, as I said earlier in the first part of the show, is that it's one of the greatest tax shelters that one could design for oneself today. And what I want to do right now is share with you some valuable information about maintaining what I call the right attitude so that you can be successful in your endeavors. First thing you understand is this: that we're all president of our own company. And this is out of a book written by Dennis Kimbrough called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, written by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. And Mr. Kimbrough put together a book based on a manuscript that Napoleon Hill had left. And if those of you, most people, I'm pretty sure you might be familiar with Napoleon Hill, might not. Napoleon Hill wrote a classic called Think and Grow Rich, and I'm going to share some information from that book with you also in a little bit. But Dennis Kimbrough took a manuscript that was left. It was unfinished by Napoleon Hill, in which Napoleon Hill was working on a book to come up with some success formulas and some success ideas that could help African Americans. And in this particular part of the book, Thinking, Grow Rich, or Black Choice, out of the chapter on self-reliance, Mr. Kimbrough talks about being the president of your own company. Let's see what he has to say. He says, in the final analysis, every person is in business for themselves. That is, he is building his or her own life, regardless of who signs the paycheck. Within a free and open society, all of us are entrepreneurs. Each of us individually is the president of his or her own corporation. As you assume this office, you and you alone are solely responsible for your firm's success or failure. You and the members of your family are stockholders in your corporation, and it is your responsibility to see that the value of your stock increases in the years ahead. Your family has displayed faith in you, and it is your responsibility to prove that that faith is justified. He's talking about right here is that we all are in business for ourselves. Even if you work a job, you're still in business for yourself in the sense that you have to make sure you get out and go do that job, show up on time, do what's presentable so you can maintain your job, don't do anything that's going to cause you to get fired and stuff like that. And then equally important is you build your business opportunity and taking care of your home-based business. Is you're the president of your company, and it's you and you alone are solely responsible for your firm's success. So part of it is having the right attitude, and that's why I got theme song for the show, It's My Time. It's My Time. It's having a positive attitude. It's very, very important that you have the right type of positive attitude. He goes on to say, while the operations of a corporation are many and complex, they can be reduced to four basic functions: finance, production, sales, and research. These are four basic functions that you have to master in your business. Finance, production, sales, and research. Without proper financing, there will be no production. Without production, your company will have nothing to sell. Without sales, your corporation would have to completely stop production. And without research, your firm could not hope to stay abreast or ahead of our rapidly changing times. Slight any one of these four fundamental functions, and you have crippled your company, much like an individual braced on mental crutches. And if you slight one factor long enough, you will be to commit corporate suicide. So it's very important that we understand the financial aspect of our business, what is it I have to produce, how to sell. It's very important to know how to sell. You're in business for yourself. You're selling something, whether it's a service or whether it's a product. You're selling something. It's very, very important. There's a whole thing called the psychology of sales. I don't have enough time to go into in this broadcast today, but we will in future shows. But it's very important that you learn how to sell and that you also do research, market research. Whatever endeavor it is that you seek to participate in, as far as your home-based business, make sure you're constantly researching the market for whatever it is that you're marketing so you can best understand how to deliver your products to the marketplace and what changes that are taking place so that you can stay abreast of what's going on in the business world. So with that in mind, remember, we're all the president of our own company. And there's four key areas of our business that we must always stay on top of: our finance, our production, our sales, and our research. If you're looking for new and improved ways to enhance yourself, you're presently researching in the many areas in which your personal development can be effectively increased. Many people dream of starting their own business without ever realizing they're in business for themselves right now. So it starts with your dream. As you dream about being in business for yourself, you're in business for yourself right now. Every day, whatever you're doing, you're in business for yourself in terms of making your life the best that it can be. Now, sometimes people feel, well, I'm not in business for myself. You are. You want to work to make your life the best that it can be. And so one of the things also, whatever your home-based business opportunity that you're have decided to develop and participate in, make sure it's something that you have a passion for. Don't do it just for the money. I'll repeat. Don't do it just for the money. Les Brown has a saying. He says that whatever it is that you're going to do, do it if you would do it for free. He said, because you have a passion about it. And if you take that attitude, then what will happen for you, the universe will reveal to you where, how, and when to market the things that you need to be able to market. And you will find your reward. But you must have a passion for it. If you have a passion for it, then see, you'll have a drive that will push you and push you and push you and push you and making sure that you constantly push yourself. Napoleon Hill talks about that in the sense of desire, having a burning desire. See, we have to have a real, real, real burning desire for the things that we want. And he has what he calls 6 ways to turn desire into gold. He says, the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into financial equivalent consists of 6 definite practical steps. And these 6 steps are very important. And people have used these 6 steps, and they actually really do work. The thing, again, about going in business for yourself, it's more than putting out a product. It's more than selling something. It's about your desire for what it is that you want to achieve in your life, how you want to achieve it, how you want to make it happen, and having a burning desire. Let's look at these 6 steps that Napoleon Hill talks about. Step number 1, you need to fix into your mind the exact amount of money you desire. He said it's not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. He said there's a psychological reason for definiteness, you know, because you want to be able to imagine what it is that you want. If you fix your mind on it long enough, you can make it happen. You need to be able to make it. But you need to be definite about what it is that you want. And not only money, but also, you know, fix into your mind, besides the exact amount of money that you desire and that you want, fixing your mind exactly what you want to do. Number 2, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There's no such reality as something for nothing. You don't get something for nothing. You must be able to determine what it is that you intend to give in order to reach the goal that you want or the desire that you want for the money that you want. You've got to give in order to receive. So what service are you going to give? So if you have a home-based business and your home-based business is garage sales, you know, you need to look at what service are you providing. You know, some people's, you know, there's a saying that in terms of garage sales, that some people's junk is other people's treasures. That's just one example in terms of, you know, if your thing is taking old things and selling them and having yard sales, whatever your home-based business is. Like I say, the first part of the show, we covered network marketing in terms of home-based business. But there are a lot of different home-based businesses that people get into, and that those of you out there that's listening and also already have a home-based business. Again, you know, these steps that Napoleon Hill is talking about is very, very important. You need to fix into your mind from your home-based business how much money you desire to make, and then 2, what is it you intend, number 2, what is it you intend to give in return for the money? Number 3, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. You need, see, again, this is important. We have to visualize what we want. We have to visualize it. It's very, very important in terms of visualization. And I can tell you why visualization is important. Also, I play tennis, and one of the things that I do a lot of times, I don't have enough time to get out and practice as I want. So I practice in my mind. I visualize hitting the ball. I visualize what it looks like to make a certain stroke. I visualize what it looks like when the ball will go down the line. I visualize what it looks like when my opponent is moving in a certain direction, so that when I'm ready to actually play and execute, I can just replay it in my mind and make it happen. So number 3, as he says, you want to establish a definite date. It's important to do that. And you need to be realistic, because you're going to have to plan on how, you know, this is going to happen. You just don't just pick a date, but you establish a definite date Because number four is what you do is you create a definite plan for carrying out your desire, and you begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. There's a saying called, do it now. There's something that you want to get done with your business, something you want to get done in your life. You need to do it now. Procrastination is one of the biggest things that holds people back in whatever their business endeavors are. We always put off till tomorrow. Do what you can do today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Do it now. Begin at once. If you have a desire, those of you out there that's listening today, if you have a desire to start some type of business, start it today. Start it today by, one, declaring it, and then, two, beginning to do your research and put together your business card, put together how you're going to talk to people about it, but start now. Don't say, well, I'll start when I get such and such. No, start it now. He says begin at once. Number five, it says write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the money. And describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. So you got to write it down. Too often, we do things and we don't write them down. It's very, very important to write them down so that you can write it down, you can read it. Also, what comes into mind with that is something that a lot of us avoid that want to be in business for yourself. And even if you have a home-based business, you need to develop a business plan. Even if you change it a lot of times, but you need to have a business plan. A plan on how you will execute your business is so critical. Most people go in business for themselves and fail to do a business plan. Your plan is your roadmap. It's what's going to keep you on the right road. If you was driving somewhere, you wouldn't just keep turning from one exit to the other exit to get to. You have a plan on which highway you're going to take to get to what city you want to get to. You just don't get in the car and just start driving. I'm leaving from Washington, D.C., and I'm going to New York. Well, you better know what road to take. That's what your business plan does for you. So it's very important, as he says here again, write it down, have a concise statement on the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. Now, this number one, last one, number six, is very, very key. You need to read your written statement aloud twice daily, once before retiring at night and once after rising in the morning. As you read, see, feel, and believe yourself already in possession of the money or the thing that it is that you want to acquire. But the most important thing, he says, is you need to read it out aloud twice daily. When you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, you need to know whatever it is, your goal, your dream. Remember, this is your dream, not my dream, your dream. So you want to make sure when you wake up in the morning, recite what is your plan that you have written out. And you usually can take and write this out on an index card. Too often we start our day without visualizing what our dream is. Visualization, again, as I told you, is so very, very important. One of the things we're going to get into some of the other shows down the road is this whole thing with Bill Harris from Off the Secret about hollow sink meditation and how to tie the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain together to help us with meditating and visualization. But Napoleon Hill is telling us right here that it's important. He didn't say every other day. He didn't say when I feel like it. He said read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after rising in the morning. And he says, as you read it, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. You have to be able to do that. He says, this is how you turn desires into riches. Again, his book is called Think and Grow Rich. And for those of you out there that's listening, again, as you listen, you see the email address that you can send your email inquiries to. Right here on my site, blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. And you email me. And if you don't have a copy of this book, I have an e-copy of the book. And I can email you a copy of Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the great books to read. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. A lot of people have used this book to help them be able to acquire the things that they have acquired. I was told by someone that a person has seen a copy that Michael Jackson had, and that Michael Jackson's copy of Think and Grow Rich, they said, was one of the most underlined copies that they had ever seen someone to have. So, I mean, you know, a lot of times we think about Michael Jackson and his creativity. Think and Grow Rich is a book that has helped him a lot in his own mental development for what he needs to do. One of the other things out of Think and Grow Rich that Napoleon Hill talks about, and again it ties back in, is organized planning. You must organize your plans. You don't want to spend all your time in planning, because you got to also, as you plan, which is your theory, you got to execute it, action. But you need to have an organized plan for what you want to do. Organize your plans. I'm going to take a break and go back to our theme music so that you can, again, focus in on It's My Time, and then I'm going to come back after that and share with you some successful books and tell you about some of the things that we'll be covering in next week's show. It's My Time.
Wake up.
We hope you enjoyed this.
All right, all right. We're back in. Remember, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. You have to see it that way when you're in business for yourself, because if not, there's something out there that's called the meanies. The meanies will beat you down every day, so it's important that you understand it is your time. With that in mind, I'd like to close out today's show by sharing with you something out of another fabulous book called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude, written by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. And they start off their book with the first chapter talking about meet the most important living person in the world. And do you know who the most important living person in the world is? That's you! Yes, the most important living person in the world is you, each of us. God didn't make no mistakes when he made us. And there'll never be another you. There'll never be another me. You're the most important living person in the world. There's only one little problem. Is that we have something with us that's called PMA and NMA. Now, what do I mean by PMA and NMA? We all carry with us these two things. One is called positive mental attitude, and the other is called negative mental attitude. And what we have to learn how to do, not only for being in business for ourselves, but also for just being a better human being, is how to maximize our positive mental attitude. It's very easy to get negative. It's very easy to get negative. It's very easy to think negative things about situations and people. And I was listening to a person the other day, and they said, when you have some negative thoughts about somebody, keep that in your own mind. Don't go around confiding in other people, negative thoughts about other people, because then they're going to go spread it with someone else. Try to find the good in somebody. I know it's hard sometimes. Sometimes there's some people, it just seems as though it ain't no good in them at all, but there's got to be some good in them, because we all have a spark of divinity in us. Remember, we all are God's children. We all are created on this earth to do something that's very, very special. We have to find what that special thing is in terms of our life. But in this book, Success Through Positive Mental Attitude, they talk about the importance of getting the most out of your PMA, your positive mental attitude, and not dwelling on negative mental attitude. It's very, very important. As you meet the most important living person in the world, which is you, your success, your health, your happiness, your wealth depend on how you use your positive mental attitude. If you think negative all the time, you know, hey, there's another book called As a Man Thinketh. If you think negative all the time, then that's what's going to come. You want to think positive as often as you can. And the other thing he says that's so important that Napoleon Hill talks about, a very, very powerful premise. He says, every adversity has the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit for those who have a positive mental attitude. You know what he heard the saying, every cloud has a silver lining. Every adversity, I don't care what it is that you've went through in life, no matter how hard it is, no matter what's going on, it's not right. There is a seed within that that leads to something positive and good. You just have to search it sometimes. Sometimes it's hard digging through and searching it, but you want to do that. As we close out today's show, we want to let you know that next week's show, we got some special, special stuff we're going to cover on taxes and how to take advantage of home-based business tax laws. So make sure you tune in next week at 10 o'clock. If you miss it live, you will be able to listen to an archived section of the show. But next week, we're going to be covering tax advantages for home-based businesses. I want to thank those who listened in today. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you thought of the show. And looking forward to broadcasting again next week at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio with Home Based Business 101. This has been your host, Baba Jahi. Take care, and we're signing off.